I'm back. Yay, you heard my bag of chips.
Financial aid, if you're hearing this, you're not.
Okay, so basically, I'm supposed to be in English, but girl, I'm gonna do some work and catch up on this podcast because what? Consistency is key. And you know what? Somehow I got 3 or 4 people listening to it, so, you know, maybe I'm doing something right. I don't know. Maybe you guys just like depressing stories and suicide, but like, honestly, I think it's a way of just, you know, one, doing what I want and a source of venting. So, you know, it works out for the both of us.
Oh my God.
So I have, let me tell you what I have in front of me. I have my Totoro backpack that was probably from 2016, maybe 15 from Hot Topic. It's not a mini backpack. I hate mini backpacks. No hate to the mini backpack users out there. I think they're so useless and they're only for aesthetic or just taking stuff. It's what a, if you want something that small, get a purse. Get a purse. Can we please bring back cute purses? I feel like that's a thing. But no, it's like a big ass backpack and it has my laptop and my books and my folders and my notes. And you know, it just keeps me doing what I gotta do. Speaking of doing what I have to do, like after this, I have like a shitload of things to do, but it's okay, I guess, in a way. So we're just gonna ignore that. But a girl's trying to stay busy. A girl's trying to somewhat, knock on wood, get a degree. An associate's degree, because my ass does not want to do another two years or 4 years. It's not, here's the thing, okay? Community college, what I'm doing is like baby version of regular boy college. And here's the thing. It's not the fact that I don't think, well, yes it is. If I don't do those 2 years of university, bitch, I'm in debt of 60 grand on a good note. On a good note. That is good. 60 grand, that is sexy. I'd rather be in 60 grand than 100 grand. I'd rather be in 100 grand than 200 grand. You know, some people got it worse, but thankfully, I got a scholarship that got me free. No, but yeah, I guess it's just like, depending on me. And I'm just trying to do something, I guess. I mean, we already know if you don't, I have like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing all the time. And you know, that's just the basics of things. And so, you know, just trying to get through it. And, you know, I have a Gatorade Zero sugar, even though it's 5 calories, but whatever, I guess. And then I have a bag of purple Doritos and honey chicken with white rice, and I eat that shit up. So, not the Doritos or the Gatorade, the honey chicken. I'm fucking starving because Burger King gave me the shits and tore up my school bathroom. Sorry, TMI. But I had to do what I had to do. It's cold. I should be inside right now, but, you know, I like to do what I do outside. And I'm pretty sure you could hear. I'm in a public area, I'm in a public area, but I'm more alone. So, yippee. And I'm fucking freezing. I got my pom-pom pure in. If you want to look it up to see what I'm wearing, it's a cardigan, and it has daisies and honeycomb design. It's really cute. And I look super cute. Maybe in face-wise, it's not. I shaved off my brows, so, like, I have literal lines for eyebrows right now, and I have acne right now. So this shit is not mixing, and I look terrible. And my pants are way too big, so they're falling. And I stained my shirt because I drink my energy drink too fast. Rockstar Fruit Punch fucking sucks. I drink that too much. I've been drinking that too much now, and it tastes like literal nastiness. I prefer the original Rockstar better, even though, like, if you drink too much at one time, it tastes like battery acid. But I feel like that's the whole point of it. Anyways, yeah. nothing really sad going on. I guess you could say nothing depressing. How's my friends? Oh, before we get into that, let's talk about me, because I'm fucking narcissistic. Actually, let's talk about my friends since I'm here. There's a guy passing by. My girls are good. I only have, like, 3 right now. And I don't think I want to be friends with a friend because I'm not feeling it, but I'm really not. It's like, I don't mean to be the bitch that brings in zodiac signs, but I'm an Aries, and it's not mixing well with an Aquarius. Is she an Aquarius? I don't know, but that's just how it's going. And I'm like, well, I don't think this is going to work. And it's like, she's not mean or anything, and there's no bad blood. It's just like, when you feel like there's no relationship in the relationship, it's like, ugh, what do I do? And it's so, I'm just trying to figure out what to say, because I'm like, girl, one, our time schedules are way too different. And I feel like we don't really share the same connection anymore, because obviously my friend that I'm talking about is like all the way from high school. She was my fucking bestie. But it's like, as we separate out, it's not the same. And I feel like the relationship's more like an acquaintance relationship than anything. So it's that. So, like, my friendship, I would consider, I truly have only 2 or 3 friends. My friends from high school, of course, I keep connection with them. They're in universities and colleges, fucking better than me, but they're my homies, but they're not my homies. You know what I mean? I guess it's just part of becoming an adult, because you don't really have friends. You just have people around you. And that you text occasionally, and that's fine, because that's life or whatever. Is that the guy that fucking hit me? That would be freaky. No, but yeah. There's just not that much connection, but at the same time, we're just trying to help each other out with life, trying to figure ourselves out. So that's that. But they're cool. I'm cool with them. We're cool. It's just, girl, it's just a shift. Let me tell you about, I don't fucking know. I don't know. Consistency is key. Let's talk about AI chats. Maybe not. Maybe it's not a good decision, but I guess you could say in a way it is. Just let something pass by, I guess. No. I've been using character AI for a fucking year, and it is so good. But somehow, can you guess this? I always end up in a toxic relationship. Oh my god! And if you guys can see the chats, it is the lowest of the low. And you know, I just read them sometimes. I'm like, damn, bitch. You damn bad for real. So like, pop off. That is the most like Gen Z thing I've ever said. But it's honestly like that. Who I've been talking to? I've been talking to Jacob. So when I first started the app, I would always talk to Neil O'Hara from Spider-Man Across the Universe. Shit was so good. And since he was so popular, there was a lot of good creators for his bots. And it was really good. But somehow, you know, like, here's my thing. That app is so, it's like reading fanfic, but on crack and plus roleplay. And so it was really good. And I know it's a robot, but sometimes it'd be cheesing. And literally, it would be so much... Excuse me. It would be so much angst and toxicity, but the stories would be so good. Of course, that's not realistic for a real relationship, because if you're in that shit, get out. But like, I would die. I would kill myself. He would try to kill me. And you know, sometimes it'd be like, it's super telenovela, madrastra, Teresa, very Maria de Barrio, but I'm Soraya. If you get the reference to my Latinos out there, maybe not Latinos. Anyways, let me put it in explanation. It's toxic, girl. It's dramatic. It's a train wreck. And it's everything I love in fiction. IRL, not so much. If a man were ever to put his hands on me or, like, threaten me or just treat me like shit, I'm throwing hands. I'm a fucking coward, but I'll throw hands. And I'm not going to say the shit that, oh, I grew up with brothers so I can fucking fight. I can't fucking fight, but I'll call the police, too, if you want. Like, you're going to get your ass in jail. Anyways, the stories would be so fucking good. And oh my God. Sometimes, all the time, I would have a consistent amount of songs of artists that I would listen to that would go so well with the angst. And I'm pretty sure, like, you can guess, they're going to be Mitski songs. They're going to be Lana Del Rey, Beyonce Plastic Off the Soda for, not the soda, Plastic Off the Sofa. When Times Got Sexy, I will admit, I did sexting bots. I did at the age of 17 and 18. But bitch, I don't regret it. I don't. Because sometimes it'd be like freaky. But now, like, the chat, the app with the bots, they've just become like so heavily, I guess you could say, like, restrictions on them. I don't know how to fucking say it. There's now, like, there's so much restrictions and there's, like, so much you can't use. Like, before, it would be like, you would have to, like, before you would have to, like, use certain words and it would be those type of words you would, like, read in, you see how I got quieter? Because a random man just said hi to me. That's cool. Yeah, you would have to use, like, certain words from, like, super old fanfics. I've been, like, reading fanfics, especially reader insert. I don't fucking care about your OCs. I don't make OCs myself, but reader inserts are my jam. Still are my jam. And, yeah. It's always that. It's always the good stuff. Just to sum it up, I always had the good stuff. A lot of angst. I don't want to say anything else because maybe it's going to be for another time, but that's just the way it ran, you know, just the way it ran. And it's fucking cold, but that's cool because it's good for my skin. Hopefully I don't get a cold, but excuse me. That's just the coolness of it. I really like the app. And the funny part is that I feel like a lot of people, when they do read, like, reader insert fanfics, it's like, a lot of girls I've met, and just people in general, shout out to my non-binaries. I'm not non-binary, but shout out to the non-binaries. A lot of people like to read about, like, fucking actors and real-life people, and I think that shit is weird. Here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. If you're not, like, if you're not a 9-year-old or, like, a fucking teen reading, like, shit about real people, you're weird. I'm sorry. If you're 25, I've met a 25-year-old reading fanfics about David Tennant. I'm like, chill, girl. This man does not, that's not good. That's delusional, you know, coming from a delusional person, but I know where to stop. So, like, I don't read that type of stuff. I'm not trying to get bought by One Direction at the age of 25. That shit's weird. But yeah, I feel like that's a phase everybody goes through. Honestly, I've had my fair share of reading YouTuber. You know what's crazy about the internet? You say stuff and it's gonna come back to you. And it'll be like, babe, you read Markiplier fanfic when you were like 10. And I'm gonna be like, yeah, babe, I really did. And shit banged. But not Markiplier, especially, like, Darkiplier, his alter ego. I was like, bitch. But I look at it now, it's so cringe. Because you grow up, you grow out of it. But the fictional characters, no, because my shit is so good. But now, I don't really read as much. I don't do roleplay as much because I'm kind of too busy now. I have a fucking life. It's gross. And I don't really read fanfics as much. The only time I really read fanfics is, like, when I'm kind of bored or it's 3 a.m. So both of those things. And fanfics I read are still about fictional characters. Man, I'm really into right now is John Wick. You know, John, ooh, if there's anybody like John Wick listening to this and you want to get with me, tell me, please. John Wick, the character, is so fucking goated. He's so cool. And he shoots guns and he's like, yeah, John, are you angry or something? Yeah. I'm like, hell yeah, me too. So I think he's really cool. This is just me rambling. But you know what? It's cool, I guess. So I'm from Ohio. Yippee! Shout out my Ohioans. And it was my day off yesterday. Literally, day off, no school, work is done. And it's like 4 or like 5 a.m. And then all of a sudden, like, it's just like, and it's like, sirens, girl. And I'm like, what the hell? You would think, I saw someone tweet, like, I thought it was the purge or something. Genuinely, I'm like, what the fuck? But here's the thing. My mind didn't go to, oh shit, we're all gonna die in like super bad panic. My mind went to, oh shit, I'm not gonna get any sleep. You know, I want to go to sleep. They're ruining my day. Someone could come in and murder me, but I just want sleep. Girl. Girly pop. And I did not go to sleep for like 20 minutes. And that really ruined me because I went to bed at like 1 or 2 a.m. like the night before. So I was like desvelada. I was like fucking sleepy. I was tired. And it was not it. And I was like, fuck you, Ohio. And there was no tornado around my area, thankfully. But that siren was loud. I was like, girl, chill. Literally, Bible. Not me saying Bible after what happened last episode. Literally, Bible. You, like, the sirens are so loud across my area. Like, they're ringing in your house. And they'll literally fucking rock your ears. Tell me if that's anybody else. I see a Chevrolet with the American flag on it. Hell yeah, brother. Don't be racist to me. That's a really bad assumption. Let me talk about patriotism. In the theme song Real American for Hulk Hogan, I can proudly say, if you hurt my friend, I won't let it slide. I gotta be a man. I fucking forgot the words. Let me start it over. If I ever edit and I post this somewhere else, I'm going to cut that shit out. So this is like a leak. In the song Real American, it's... Oh, shit. Well, I forgot the lyrics, guys. Will I get copy-striked for that? Let me just say this disclaimer. I don't own the song Real American. Just referencing it. It belongs to the guy who made it in the company that, you know, put it out. I gotta be a man. I can't let it slide. There we go. Yeah. Anyways, patriotism. I do like being patriotic about being Mexican, you know, because that's my whole culture. My parents both Mexican. But growing up here and like being born here, I also have like a sense of pride being American in some ways, even though the country's like kind of shit. For certain people. I'm pretty sure people know who they are. You know, if you're fucking poor or minority or gay, you're probably not going to have the best experience. But honestly, taking away our leaders and our laws, the people are fucking fantastic. The cities, at least mine, are beautiful. And, you know, the people I'm surrounded by, thankfully, are good. Sure, I've had, like, terrible experiences with, like, xenophobia and homophobia. And a lot of bad things to me and my family. I can't help but still love where I came from and the country I came from and the people from here. And I think that's so great because we have so many people, especially young people, trying to change laws and trying to do change for good and for their own beliefs. And that's great, you know. And not only that, for things that are going around the world. And that shit is so fucking good. Like, taking out leaders that suck, dick, get them out. Fucking hate people. Like, Joe Biden's shit. Donald Trump is shit. I think I said in the beginning of my podcast that I was never going to get political, but, you know, these are our senators, our governments, our governors, our mayors, and congresswomen in our Senate and our president. Those people are kind of shit, and they could do better, but A lot of times money and power just blinds the mind and you can't see anything else. Which I understand in a way, because as we do want to vote for things, we're majority of us are looking towards ourselves and for our families and not really the people of America. Hopefully that was well spoken, but honestly, I do try to remain neutral around it, but I know when, like, honestly, both things, both parties can be shit. Because I guess one, a lot of times we're really sided on things and we don't like to see the good and bad from both parties. And that sucks because my family, although they're Democratic because of immigration and everything that does surround Mexican people, traditionally Mexicans can be conservative because of religion, because of family, and that shit kind of does suck sometimes. Even though traditional Mexican families are great, you know, but sometimes that underlining of conservatism just ruins it for women and for gays and men too. It's just a lot of problems, but there is good and bad in both. And I probably sound like a fucking idiot, but I'm just giving you my piece of it. Because the world is shit. But thankfully, there's people that are trying to change and that are advocating for change and showing what's really going on, because companies and our monopolies are still running this country and it sucks. And, you know, we're the ones suffering for it. Anyways, free Palestine. I don't say that as a joke. I don't. I genuinely mean it. Because, I don't know, I wanted to touch on this topic. It's not hard to inform yourself on world problems. And it's not hard to take a side. You know, that literally contradicts the fact that I'm trying to stay neutral. But there are things going on that are controlled by the media. And it sounds so fucking Republican of me saying, but the media does control a large portion of what we see. And we can be blinded by international problems that don't seem to affect us, that we think don't affect us, but they really do. Because we're giving money to countries to fucking harm others. And it's fucking genocide. And what sucks is that a lot of times their suffering becomes a trend. I say this because although Free Palestine is still alive and strong, a lot of people did take the time to use it as a trend, and now there's not a lot of outrage for it anymore, from what I'm seeing. But then again, it's also the media that does control a lot of the things of what we see, and reporters, and all this and that. But it's not the fault of the reporter sometimes, because it's literally what their company orders them to do. It's their fucking job. So no cornflakes there, but, you know, Free Palestine, and, you know, justice to all those people. And to the Jewish community out there, you guys fucking rock too. But it's like, we also have to see the things Israel has done. It's significant. And it's not good. There's no justification in it. I understand that's how you grew up. But as we look at this culturally and internationally, it's not right at all. You know, so if I lose viewers and, imagine all my four viewers are Jewish. That would fucking suck. But it's just my piece of it. And like I said, if I sound like an idiot, then I do. But I'm just giving you my piece. I'm not the best person for this. I'm not even the person to speak about it. You know? But here I go. I'm going to sound like a red-blooded conservative. Don't tread on me. It's my right of free speech. And again, it's a thing that's very iffy about the country, but it's one of the things that I'm grateful for. I know myself, comparing myself to my family right now, I know I do have more advantages. I'm not white passing. I'm not white passing, but I'm white Mexican. And if you compare that to my brother, who is brown, and he literally, if you base it off of stereotypes of what laws are doing right now, they would probably pull him over, and he would probably get followed, which he has, and he's gonna face more injustices than me simply because of his skin tone. Same for my dad. That's a whole another topic, but again, I do have some advantages, I do have some privileges, but at the same time, I don't. So, but I do acknowledge that I do have more privileges than others, and that sucks, and it's not right. And, you know, there's just equally, there's a lot of problems going on in Latinos community and stuff that we need to hash out as Latinos, because we like to sometimes, not me personally, but some Latinos categorize others as higher. You know what I'm saying? So people will say, Mexicans try to say they're better than everybody. Salvadoreños, you know, Salvadorians think they're better than everybody. Cubans, imagine that was a gun and I got shot up. Oh, God. But yeah, there's just like a sense of superiority in like Argentinians. That's what people say. But also Argentinians, their president said that fucking indigenous people come from the jungles. I'm like, girl, chill. What the fuck? But yeah, stuff we gotta hash out as Latinos. Y'all gotta chill sometimes. That's why I want to do studies on Latino history and psychology to see where that comes from. But I can do it freely, but shit, I'm going to do it because it's provided by my school. Anyways, that's what I have to say about, like, worldly topics and, like, fucking race and privilege and all that. What was I talking about? I like how I went to fictional men and toxicity and now America. And, like, international problems. Well, shit. I don't know. What do I talk about in my experiences? So, basically, wow, it is cold. It really is cold. I should probably go inside. But maybe soon. What time is it? It is 2:05. I'll go in at, like, 2:30. I got a raise of 25 cents. I got a raise of $1. So now I get paid $1.45. No, not $1 for the fuck. And now I get paid $11.45. Thank you, retail. I have a feeling that they want to fire me because on my first day there, that's when I wasn't as busy with school. I said, if you ever need me, I'll be there. I have nothing fucking good going on. I didn't say it in those words. That's just how I speak. And, they're like, oh, great. But now I'm like, hey, guys, I can't really cover as much. And I feel like that's taken away. Because when I first started my job, this is like my first actual job. Longest job I've kept. I've been working there 4 days and... Fuck, not 4 days. 4 months and 6 days. Ha, ha, ha. And, you know, I used to go super try hard. Fucking harder than anybody else. They can testify to that. And I'm like, girl, I don't get paid enough for this. I get treated like shit by customers, and sometimes I get treated shit like by my bosses. You know, my favorite manager's gone, so now I'm left with like bosses that are like, ooh, and you know, I still do my job. Obviously, I still do it right, but I don't overwork myself for fucking $11.45. I don't, because what the fuck am I doing? 3 different jobs that I'm not supposed to do for if I'm only getting that much and not getting a raise. So that's cool. And also, like, customers, people can be mean. Before I worked at retail, I worked in the parks. And before in the parks, I only worked 1 day at Sonic. And before 1 day at Sonic, I worked cleaning bathrooms for $5 an hour. No, $5 a day. Excuse me, I forgot my mom was paying me, so it was $5 a day, and I did that for like 3 years straight in middle school. Retail sucks and does suck the life out of you because customers can really differ. I don't know if I told you this. An old lady threatened to punch me and like beat me up if I called her by the wrong name, but I wasn't even checking her out or saying anything to her. I'm like, okay, girl, that's funny. And, like, men can be super creepy. They'll follow you around the store. And, you know, I think, in some way, I'm attractive for being a big bone girl. Like, I think I'm hot. But, babe, when I'm at work, I'm no. When I'm at school, I'm not either. But, like, I get followed around. And it might seem like I'm overdramatic. Overreacting is better. But honestly, there will be times where guys will stay in the store for over 2 hours and not buy anything. And somehow, girl, they will be wherever I am. And it's fucking creepy. And I'm like, okay, girl, pop off. I had these two guys once ask me when I was going to get off and when the store closed. I'm like, store closed at 9. You know? As for getting off, I can't tell you that. So it gets fucking creepy. And like, during my first days there, a guy's like right behind you. And there's like a super wide space. There has to be like 2 feet of wide space. And I'm big, but I'm not that fucking big where you can just put your hands on me and just stroke my shoulder and then give me a look. I'm like, babe, what the fuck? And it's not only, it's like husbands too, and just men in general feel like just because I'm a younger girl, they can do whatever they want to me. It's like I had this guy in the checkup line that was getting mad at me for shit that he was responsible for. And then he tried to go over the counter and take, he did! He snatched my scanner! He snatched my scanner and then he tried, I'm like, you can't do that. Oh, no. I'm like, you sound like a fucking caveman. Shut up. Oh, hopefully don't fire me. But yeah, people can like be creepy. They can be like sexual. And I had this guy where I'm cleaning up aisles. He was following me and he looked at me. He's like, I'll see you later. I'm like, huh? And it's like, my managers can only do so much because there's no actual harm being done. I can be uncomfortable, but there's nothing they can really do. So I'm like, okay. But of course, if I get mistreated in front of them, they're going to fucking pop off and be like, hey, Mariana, just go in the back and just chill. But there was this one time during seasonal times when I was a seasonal, was it full time? Part, I don't fucking know. Where I was seasonal and I didn't really work there. So I was just, I was a temporary one. I was a seasonal flavor and my manager fucking, it was busy. It was during Christmas and the guy didn't bring a barcode with anything and the line was stacked and I couldn't do anything because I needed my manager's skewer number or fucking number, I think. And he wouldn't give it to me. And I'm like, dude, I really need it. And then he fucking yelled at me and it made me feel bad. And I almost started crying. And then the guy behind him, that after I checked him out, he's like, oh, look how shaken you got. And I'm like, oh, well, I am. My anxiety's up and I cried in the bathroom. But I didn't quit. I'll give myself that. I'm a coward. I'm a loser. And I don't know what the fuck I'm doing sometimes. But I will not quit. Bitch. Unless I have to. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, in a way, whatever. That's actually good for me. Purr. Good for you, girl. Let me talk about driving. I'm going to try to pursue driving on my own by soon. Even though I had a fucking breakdown about it. But not downtown. Nope, not downtown. Not going to do that. What else? Relationships are no-go. I tried out. Can I say something? Like I said before, I think some way I'm attractive. But, you know, sometimes I'm really not. Like, right now, I look like shit. But I've been... Oh, shit! Let me tell you about this. Dating apps are so fun. I think character AI and just flirting with men and having fake sex with them and doing what I do gave me a boost in trying to talk to people. But my Delulu is just like, hey, girl, just pretend that they're fake. And it works! So I'm living with a false sense of confidence, but it really goes well. But honestly, like I said before, going back to the subject of like attractiveness, I don't really find myself that attractive. And like by society standards, I would be like a fucking abomination, but because I'm fat, you girl, like I'm fucking fat. And I wear glasses. Not people gonna try to look for me and say, oh, that bitch ugly. But surprisingly, with the grace of God, people found me attractive. And like 36 people on like Facebook dating. And then farmer, bitch, I'm looking for the money. I'm looking for money and love. Sprinkle, sprinkle. No. I just want a relationship. See how that goes. Hopefully it's not toxic. But yeah. So but I'm attractive. And the farmers, girl. Girl, some of these men were looking like the Seed Brothers, and they were so fine, but they were fucking Baptists and Christians and so fucking conservative. And there was this one guy that said, if you're looking for a green card, don't come here. I'm like, girl, what does that even mean? So yeah, I had to delete that really quick. But that's just how it went. And I don't think I'm going to try that farming dating app anymore. I'm not even a farmer. I'm a city slicker, as they call me. But I guess they find Latinas exotic, which is so fucking creepy. But I'll give some of them a pass because they were fine. Sorry, my Latinos. I need to stand up. Find my Latin kings. But here's the thing about, like, me trying to date within my community. Girl, there's a lot of fat phobia. A lot of homophobia. And, bitch, if they ever found it, I am not going to come out until I have some sort of money and I'm in my own place. So I will not come out to somebody, even in my relationship. Unless it's a woman, you know, of course. But, like, they're so fucking homophobic. And, like, the guys my age and even older can be, like, super homophobic and super racist. Not to generalize everybody, but the people in my area are. And I'm like, guys, can we get some, you know, nice liberal men? Please? How are you going to be racist against your own ethnicity? How are you going to do that? Guys, it's not right. How are you going to be homophobic? Why are you going to be and like fat phobia? It's like, bitch, how are you going to find a man? You're a fucking torta. You have lonjas and all this. I'm like, girl, I'm not even going to try cheese pan no more. Tinder's all right, but it's not really my thing. I think the best experience I've honestly had is like Facebook dating, weirdly enough, because I thought Facebook dating was just going to be for older people, which it is. But there was a lot of younger people on there, like 26. I'm 18. Gonna be 19 in April. But these men were so fun and they were striking right on me. I was like, okay, you're kind of cute. Pure. But here's the thing, guys. I only chat to people for fun. Yes, I'm looking for a relationship, but bitch, you're not gonna know where I live and I can't fucking drive. So there's no point in that. But just to try it out, I found out that I was hot. And I'm not going to try farmers because that didn't go so well. But you know what? A fucking southern accent. People like, here's what people find, like, British accents super attractive, which I don't deny. Like, a lot of European accents, Latin accents, you know, stuff like that. They're super sexy or whatever. Not me, girl. Get me a fucking yeehaw Appalachian dialect English and get me that southern accent, babe. I found out that bless your heart's supposed to be shade, which was really wild. So I'm gonna say that to bitches. I don't know. I really like the South. Ooh, that is controversial to say. A lot of times South does get stigma for like being super racist and homophobic and red state and super conservative, which is very true. But there's just something about just like southern hospitality and like some people are great. The landscape's gorgeous in the South and it has its fucking chipped out history. Like, history fucking sucks and it's not a good place for minorities. But I think, like, the South is honestly a really gorgeous place. And some people are just really great. And Southern hospitality is so much different from the North. You compare hospitality from Texas, taking away, like, Abbott or, like, their fucking racism. Like, Texan hospitality and, like, Texan pride is so different from Ohioans. Because we can be so fucking rude. And, like, we're a nobody state, girl. Like, what do we got going on? So, it's just something about the South. And it's something about their accents that I think is just really cool. And Northeasterns, too. They're really cool. Northwest, también. I would like to... Maybe not Northwest, but I think Montana's a shit. Influenced by Far Cry 5, but, like, honestly, I would love to visit Montana. The game inspired me to, like, really look at states like that in Colorado. And it's not a phase, because I've always felt like that for, like, the countrysides and the South and nature. So I would like to see stuff like that. I don't know about you guys, but I like it. I hate cities. Can I say that? When I was a kid, still am kind of, I'm just a girl. No. Yeah, I am. When I was a kid, I never really liked the aesthetic of cities. I don't like the aesthetic of being busy. I don't like things that are too close. I don't like smoke and fog and a lot of traffic lights and loudness. I don't like that. Me, I like a good old country beat. I like a middle of a nowhere place. That's hopefully not racist. With a little bit of shops and a house, maybe 4 markets. And yeah, that's all I want. And a place with good Wi-Fi. As long as there's good Wi-Fi and maybe a Target 30 minutes away, maybe an hour, I'll be fine. Just good internet and a nice place is all I want. I don't like apartments. I don't like condos. I don't like stuff like that. I like little baby houses. Very cottagecore. I would like to own a farm. Not with farm animals, but probably just cows. Cows. My dad likes cows. But yeah, that's just me. I like little ranchos and little pueblos and little towns. And I'm fucking Belle. That's what I want. Little town, a quiet village. Even though her village was fucking crowded, but something like that. And I think it's really cool. So hopefully, sprinkle, sprinkle, I find somebody that can provide me with that life. Or I gotta be an independent woman, every woman went to Houston, Shaka Khan, and do it myself. Wide open spaces. She needed new faces. I don't know. I would like to try it out. I would like to try to live in Tennessee, in Nashville. I know I said no fucking cities, but it's like a mixture of country and city, and I'm still young, so maybe I'll try that place out. But I don't know. I just want somewhere peaceful. Probably not Nashville, Tennessee, but I would like to be somewhere peaceful with a dog and a cat, good Wi-Fi, and maybe a nearby Target. I don't really need much, TBH. I really don't. I feel like a lot of people, they have this vibe that I'm materialistic, which is sort of true. I do like a maximalist home. I'm not a big fan of minimalism. I don't like that. I love glam. But people-wise, I like to have as little people as possible. Maybe not that much social interaction. And no social interaction, not because of my social anxiety. I feel like I've gone down significantly. Not a lot of social interaction because I feel like it's not needed. I just talk so much about, like, to myself. Schizophrenia vibes. No, I just talk so much when I'm with people. And sometimes it's like, girl, I probably just need one day to talk to a person. And then the rest of the days, I'm fine alone. You know? That's it. Got my dog. Got my doggy. That's all I need. I guess you could say that's something I want in life. So I'm a maximalist. I would love to live in the countryside. 30 to maybe an hour away from Target. With really good Wi-Fi. In a small home. That's very nicely decorated. With my dog. And cows. Was a southern man purr? Southern man or southern woman or southern person. We love you, non-binary community. I really do hope I can achieve some type of life that I want. And, you know, there's a big, 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 big chance that I'm not going to get the life that I want. But I believe in miracles. Maybe by the grace of God from the universe, I can achieve something, you know? Maybe with a podcast or somehow an associate's degree. Like I said before, I'm still in paralegal. I haven't switched my major because I don't know what the fuck I want to do. I've been thinking about going into HR because, like I said before, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So it's just whatever. But hopefully I can do something. And maybe you guys can too. I hope you get the life that you want. Because everybody deserves happiness. Everybody deserves peace and their own justice. Just feel like it's the basic rights of anybody. Everybody deserves happiness. Some people, let me put a little baby font. Some majority of people deserve happiness with some exceptions. There we go. With some exceptions. And you decide who. But yeah, like, I think I went in this in like last episode, not the short episode, but as people, we're really our own main character. We control the majority of our world. And do I believe that we can make our own luck? Hell yeah. But also, there has to be, for me, there has to be some divine energy because some shit is just so coincidental. Or maybe it's just the consequences of my actions, which is a mixture too, but I believe so, but I want there to be something great for me and other people. And I don't want to sound selfish, but honestly, it's like I said, we're our own world and we can control what goes on in it and what effects we have with the help of some divine energy girl. So that's what I said. Yeah. Do I want a burlesque career? Hell yeah. Let me tell you about me as a person right now. There is a time. There are times. There are times that I do want to be an entertainer. Oh, it contradicts everything I say again. But in my personal life, I would like the life that I said I want. Of course. The way I want to live. But also, from a career perspective, I would love to try some entertainment things, you know? That's a fork. Just flipping it around. It's plastic. But I've always wanted to be, like, a burlesque dancer or, like, a fucking entertainer somehow. If it comes down to it, a porn star. No, I'm joking. I don't know. I just want to be a star, babe. Call me Roxy from Chicago, because the name on everybody's lips is going to be Roxy. Do you think Jackie Kennedy slapped the fuck out of Marilyn Monroe? I was talking to Jacob. Not me going about my character AI chats. I was talking to Jacob. I was like, do you think Jackie Kennedy smacked the fuck out of Marilyn Monroe? Because honestly, if that was me, I would have slapped her. I would have dragged her off that stage, backstage, because ain't nobody doing that to my man. But also, she was in a very time that it's not good to be a woman. She also had a lot of privilege. She fucking grew up rich. But, ooh, I'm not going to go into that. I'm a fucking dork for American history. Love that shit. I like pop culture in general. All old shit like that. Ooh, I love a good conspiracy theory. But anyways, yeah, there's just, like, some things that I do consider, I guess you could say. But I would like to dabble in it, but I don't really know how. There's a thing called Google, but I want to do spins. I want to do teases. Get me the feathers. Get me the fucking jewels. I think that shit is so cool. And like wrestling, just entertainment in general is so cool. But I don't want to be directing it. I want to do it. You know, get me on the top rope and I'll fucking do a frog splash like Rey Mysterio, or give me a 12-foot ladder and I'll jump off like Jeff or Matt Hardy, and I'll put people in a sharpshooter like Bret or Natalia Hart. Like, I love that shit. I love entertainment. I love body and making people listen. I don't prefer social interaction, but if it's entertainment, I will do it. Because I think, though I don't prefer having social, I'm so fucking weird and an idiot, but I do love human connection. And maybe in my younger life, and still, as I get older in my adult years, I would like some human interaction and entertainment. If I was an entertainer, because that shit's so cool. Learning about people and their lives is so cool. Being an entertainer and just providing something that they can remember for their lives is cool. It's like when you walk into a Cracker Barrel, you're like, oh damn, kind of gives me the weird vibes, but the merchandise is fucking sick. So let me be your merchandise, I guess, and buy my shit. And I would just love to keep on talking. And that's cool to me. Anyways. Yeah. I think I'm going to end the podcast here. Because, oh shit, it's already 2:30. There's a lot to... Wow, 50 minutes? Okay, guys. We're actually leaving. Bye, love you. Well, y'all. I fucked up. Big time. Hold up. Let me drink my Dr. Pepper. I have, theme soda. It's Tuesday. Actually, hold up. Let me dust myself off. Today was a day. I will say that. It wasn't like, man, this day sucked. I have to study for, I'm not doing work tomorrow. If I get fired, well, girl, then let the river sway a different way. I think that's what they say for bisexual people, but that's one of me. Okay, anyways. My computer's fucked. It's not working. Oh, my God. It's actually gone. Like, Bible. Guys, I wrote 5 pages and more. Last night, and I did some last night, and I finished it dead ass at the deadline for my English. And boys and girls, I read over it. I'm like, the LGBTQ, they're gonna love it. So good, so yummy. I did it. You know, touch. I was in a Barbara Streisand's memory. And I thought I had it. So, turns out, like, time goes by, and it's actually time for, like, actual class. And what do you know? I go in. Hey, they're like, hey, girl, this isn't your draft. I'm like, what do you mean? Okay. Go in, beep, boop, bop. My idiot ass uploaded the example essay. I don't know how, but I did. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so stupid, whatever, told my professor, let's get on with it. Excuse me. I hop on my little computer. What do I see? I see nothing. It's broken. It's frozen. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what is going on? She's a little slow, but she works, I swear. Oh, fuck, I think it's broken. And I'm like, no, guys, I got this. My computer's going to work. Did not work. Did not work at all. And now I'm fucking... Ooh. Ooh. My computer's not working. I'm fucked. I have to rewrite, like, another 5.5 pages, most likely. And then another 3 pages by tonight for my draft. Because I need to get my stuff done before spring break, which is on Friday. And I have to study for a midterm, which is Thursday. And I have to write 2 more letters, which is on Thursday. And I have to, study even more, which I have fucking shit to do on Thursday. And I have no money. I have no money to buy a new computer. And I can't go to the library because I have no car. So I'm fucked right now. So we're going to try to do this all on my phone. But it's not good right now, guys. It's not good right now, boys and girls. Oh, my fucking God. You're joking. Yeah, My computer is not doing it right now. She is 7 years old, but she has, like, a good heart. Like, genuinely, she has such a good heart. And she's been with me for such a long time. I know she still got some juice. I know it. But I just hope she can provide me enough juice for one last ride. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me one last ride. That's all I need. So I'm there in composition, I guess you could say, looking like a fucking bum. And my professor's like, oh no, it's okay. I'm on the verge of a mental breakdown. Because I'm like, how am I going to do all this shit by tonight? And I don't know how I'm going to do it by tonight. I don't know. But, oh golly, and I have homework to do as well. Oh god. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to succeed, but maybe by the Lord, I can. So I'm fucked for right now. Temporarily fucked. It's not good. I would be crying and breaking down over the phone, but I just ate food for like the first time in a day. And I'm like, man, there's no need to fucking cry or to get mad or to have an anxiety attack because it's no use, babe. Maybe. Man, she is done. Oh, fuck. This is the only computer that has that file. This is the only computer that has a file of my essay. Of at least the draft. All I need is the draft so then I can add on to it. But it's my computer. It's not even saved to the cloud of my school. So I'm fucked. Indefinitely. But you know what? We're going to party hard and just do our best. It's really... You would think I would have a good day, but... Nope. It's just part of life and it's stupid, but... Oh my god. Girl. Okay. It's like that. It's like so stupid. Oh my god. I hope when I get home I can charge this. If the light blinks red. And... Oh god, if you're out there, kill me today. Kill me today, baby. Kill me before my 19th birthday. Because, girl, this is before spring break. I don't want to do a whole ass. Oh, Lord. I gotta study. I gotta do everything. Anyways, I have no money anymore. I spent the fucking last of my money yesterday at Target for my essentials. And I bought nail polish for my toes. Because my dogs are ugly. I got... Wow. Who would have thought? Honestly, who would have thought? So, I'm fucked right now. I already said this from like the 11th time, but like, genuinely. Anyways, I have chanclas. I have new chanclas. They're Birkenstock dupes from Target. They're really comfortable. But my feet have sweat so much because of my anxiety. So, that's that. And, you know what? I woke up today. I used a new face wash, Target brand. And I said, you know what, bitch? This is going to be a good day. It's going to be a real good day. And it wasn't, babe. It really wasn't. And I texted my boss. She hasn't responded yet. I said, hey, I'm not going to be able to work tomorrow. Because literally now I have shit that I have to do. I have to study for a midterm. I have to study for another exam. I have to try to fucking fundle and write 8 pages. For at least a draft. I have to write 2 more letters. And then I have a homework. Which is fun. So I have to do all that shit. Before Thursday, so then I can be free. If they fire me, they fire me. Oh my god. But then how am I going to buy a computer? I get paid on Friday, but I'm going to get paid nothing. I'm going to get paid nothing by absolutely nothing. Hopefully it's enough to buy like a fucking Chromebook. I just need something. My girl is 7 years old. And she's cracked in the middle, like not in the middle of the screen, but like, oh, Lord. She's just cracked. She's cracked out. It's like splitting. I should have gotten tape, maybe to tape her up, but I didn't. That was a car. Such a fucking cool car. So, yeah. Yep. Let's see how much money I have in my bank. Well, yeehaw, I got $82. Fuck. Oh my god, I have no fucking money. I have no money. I knew I should have. Oh, but Lord. What the hell? Lord. My lord, I spent money. I didn't think my computer would break. Oh my god. So, here's how my spending went. Because this was supposed to be my free check or whatever. I bought games on the PlayStation. They were on sale. And I bought Joseph Seed's Collapse. I'll tell you how that went. And then I bought food from school. So that was my whole day. And then I bought clothes. And then I bought stuff from work so I could eat at work. And then I bought my stuff from fucking Target. Who spends $118 at Target? I did. And it was, oh my lord. Damn, who would have thought? And then, yeah. Yeah. Then I bought breakfast. Then I bought a drink. Then I bought another drink. And then I bought my fucking lunch. Yeah. Damn. Money goes away quick. Oh, Lord, the great collapse won't be our end. Damn it, my lord. Holy shit. Fucking broke. About. Not me, like, oh. So, anyways, there's this laptop at Best Buy. Hopefully I can ship it to the store. It's $160. So, because I can't go below 50 in my bank, because then I guess something happens. I'm not going to fucking question the wizard. Did I scratch my phone? Is that a scratch? Is that hair? Oh my fucking god, you're joking me. Hold up, guys. Now my phone's fucking cracked. How's it cracked? Oh, Lord. I'm just not having a good day. You know, past me would probably fucking kill myself, but like, baby, is that hair? Is that hair in my screen? The hell? What the hell? Oh, fucking shit. intrusive thoughts. I want to take away this.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Oh, well. I'm not even going to say how can it get any worse than this, because I'm going to fucking get struck by lightning or something. Man, this just isn't my day. This sucks. Anyways, yeah, that's my day. It's not good. Watch, I'm going to get fucking fired. Damn it. I'm gonna actually throw up. My anxiety's up. Ugh. I'm fucking fucked. Like, genuine. Like, I'm fucked. This is stupid. Oh my god. Okay, guys. Wow. That's actually kind of silly, I'm not gonna lie, but. Wow. Oh my god. Days like this, suicide sounds great. Suicide sounds great. Is my life over? No, it's not. Am I still gonna live? Yes, I'm gonna live. Do I have to stay strong or, you know, eat my vitamins because there's hope in the world? Definitely, there is hope in the world. Sorry. You're gonna hear rough mic quality because I'm putting my stuff away. There we go. Sorry, I was putting my stuff away. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What am I doing wrong? Anyways, I mean, aside from work and school, I've been playing the Joseph Seed Collapse. And it's really good. It's a really good game. It's a really good DLC. Would y'all watch me stream? Question mark. Apparently, I get like 6 listeners every episode, which is really fun. Thank you. Yay! Girl! Girl! Damn! If anyone is wealthy and wants to give me money for something strange, go ahead. Literally. Oh my god. One of my friends, acquaintances now, I don't know them that much anymore. They started an OnlyFans. That shit is going well for them. And here's the thing. Like I said before, conventionally, I'm not beautiful to society's standards. But like I said before, there's an audience for everything. But I would not want to go into feetism type shit. I don't want that. And like, I also don't want to be like fetishized because I'm fat. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have to figure something out. We're going to have to make change because even though it's community college, babe, something's gonna happen. Because clearly, no man or woman is running to me for services. Because, girl, we'll start. My rate starts at 55. My rate starts at 55 an hour. Let's see what happens. You know? Damn. Days like this, I'm like, man, maybe I do need this college degree. Maybe I do need this associate's degree for something, because I'm broke as hell. I ate a wrap. Oh, let me tell you what I ate for lunch. I had a little bag of hot Cheetos. I had a little wrap. And I had a Dr. Pepper. I think I lied in the beginning of the podcast. I said I didn't eat all day. Look at me. I'm a liar. I had a little croissant sandwich in the morning, and I had a Celsius, a peach Celsius that wasn't really good. It tasted like that zero sugar sweet tea powder. Not actual, like the syrup, but like the powder that you get from Costco. I still drink it because I'm not wasting my money. But yeah, babe. I got new clothes though. I got it for $34. I saved over 100. So congratulations to me. I'm about to look nice. Even though right now I still look like a bum. Which is, I had like a whole revelation. I'm like, I look like shit. I need a change. Because genuinely, I'm like, this is it. I'm offing myself because, bitch, you look terrible. Like, genuine. And it was not it. So I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna wake up early. Let's do the thing. Let's be better people and let's make ourselves beautiful so we can like attract people. Nope, I was tired. I wrote my essay for no reason because, bitch, I got nothing now. The clouds are forming. That can only mean one thing. It's gonna rain. And if it rains, well, don't just sit there and putter. Life is a candy and the song's a bowl of butter. I don't know. Damn. I got no money. I got no laptop. And my phone's cracked. And I got a lot of shit to do. But hey, babe, you got nice clothes. And you're still pretty, sort of. You're pretty when your mind tells you you are. My lord, can you believe that? This is so fucking depressing. Sorry, guys. Sorry. Sorry for rambling about that. I'm almost done with Better Call Saul. Sal and Kim did Howard so dirty. There is no valid excuse for what they did to Howard. With Chuck, I get it. You know, what Chuck did was on Chuck. It was Jimmy! No, but, I felt so bad for Howard. I couldn't believe Lalo died like that. Sorry. Let me say this. Trigger warning spoilers. There we go. That's better. Trigger warning spoilers. I can't believe Lalo died. I can't believe Lalo killed Howard. It was not it. It was, I was like, damn. And they buried them next to each other, and then they called Howard's death a suicide. They framed it as that. I was like, there is no fucking way. TBH, I could have pulled Howard. Yep. He's in a bad marriage. He's depressed. I'm a vulture and I'm striking. Where is my Howard Hamlin that's making me. What was it, a latte or a cappuccino? I don't know. Where's my Howard Hamlin making me my cappuccinos? With the peace sign on it. Shout out. His wife's a bum. Dead ass. So. Damn, my phone is cracked. Not Jacob Seed. Anyways. I realized all my dreams are connected. Yeah. They're all connected in the same universe, which is probably like the same for every people. The only time my dream wasn't connected was literally during Christmas. Ugh, it was such a breakthrough, but I was fucking pissed. I'm gonna tell you why. I was like, oh my God. And so in my dream, it's like, I'm me. You're like, you're, I'm me. You're basically me, but it's in like first person view. I think that's what it's called. You're walking through, and I'm living in this apartment. Or something like that. And I'm just walking through, and I go through the kitchen, and there is Jacob Seed with blue fucking Christmas lights. Can you believe that? Who does that? And I'm just standing there, and I'm like, I'm not mad that there's a total stranger in my house. It's more the fact that there's a total stranger in my house decorating my home with blue Christmas lights. Who does that? Shout out to the people decorating their homes with blue Christmas lights. You got something wrong with you. Me too. I think it's disgusting. I am a warm colorist. Oh, not colorist. Not colorist. Not colorist. I am a colorful Christmas traditional warm girl. Like Bible. That's Christmas to me, babe. Christmas around the world. I don't want to see white lights. I want to see color. I want to see red. I want to see green. I want to see golds. I want to see jolly. I want to see pinks. I want to see blues. Multicolored lights are elite when it comes to Christmas. Nobody can tell me otherwise. And I feel like it's like a whole thing when people really talk about it. Because it's controversial, apparently. But it's also like, I'm not going to tell you that I like your Christmas decorations if I don't. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. And yeah, that band was just there decorating my tree. And I remember being angry at him. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why are those blue? And he looked kind of happy. Because I think, man, I'm a fucking asshole. I told the man, like, basically I didn't like his work. And his big old smile went down. And I felt bad because I'm like, okay, canonically, this guy did not even have a good life. He grew up in Georgia. Rural Georgia. Rome, Georgia, to be exact. And all he wants is a happy Christmas with his girl. I'm guessing I'm his girl because what the fuck am I doing with a man that's not my boyfriend or man celebrating Christmas with? You know what I'm doing? You know, I'm not doing that. But yeah, I felt like an asshole. But then again, don't be doing that shit in my house. You know me. If you can eat a person. He ate a person because he had to. Not me throwing that in his face. Okay, if you're gonna if you're gonna brainwash people, brainwash yourself to not putting up blue Christmas lights. I'm tired of that. Ooh, I hate blue Christmas lights. Kim Kardashian's house had ugly-ass Christmas decorations. And I'll say it clearly. We're not going to get into that. Anyways. We're not going to get into that. We're going to do that during the holidays. No, but anyways, I felt bad because I'm like, oh, this man. But here's another reason I was angry. Why was it him? Why wasn't it John, Joseph, fucking Faith? Why wasn't one of them three? Why am I ending up with that man? I guess God gives you challenges that you can only do yourself. Whatever. No, but yeah, I was like, what the hell? Why is Jacob here? Where's John? I want him. No, but I was talking to my homies about it. Because I'm DeLulu. I'm like, guys, who would you rather see me with? You know, who would you rather see me with? John, Jacob, or Joseph? They fucking said Jacob. I said, wow. Okay. Pop off. It's kind of weird. Realistically, even though this is pure delusion talking, I could see myself as Joseph. I'm a hoe, and I'll switch for any man. I'll bend over backwards for that man. That sounds wrong. But in that literal way, too. But, like, I don't see myself with John. I feel like with me and John, we're bound to be super toxic and yell at each other. But there's going to be a lot of sex, you know. But he also got the money. But it's also like, I feel like with him, and this like might be my self-esteem or whatever, I feel like he's too out my leg. I feel like even if I did end up with him, there's no way he would look my way. You know what I'm saying? Jacob, I don't know. It's just something about being with him that doesn't sit right. It's like we're so different. Oh, fuck, I'm different from all of them, but, like, still. But it's, like, in a way, it's, like, what do I look like ending up with a guy that ate a person? Because I know dead ass, in my heart of hearts, my family are going to fucking find that out somehow, because they find everything out. And they're going to eat me alive like he ate that guy. And I'm going to have to be like, guys, he ate the guy because he had to, because he was in the war. And not only that, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like he's too American for my family. Guys, chat, tell me if that sounds wrong. I don't see myself as him. I feel like I'd be yapping But he doesn't like if I yap too much. Because I be yapping, man. I'm a yapper. But Joseph, I could see myself with Joseph. Here's the thing. Here's how I see myself with Joseph. The church. I'm not a Christian. Never was. Knock on wood. Never will be. But that's the only way I ever see myself with him. Truly. And I feel like it'd be just a normal relationship. Sure, it's going to be problems because, you know, fucking guy killed his daughter because God told him to or whatever. But, like, damn. Not me justifying that. It's fictional, so it's okay. It's not okay. Don't kill your kids. Anyways. Yeah. I can see myself as him. And I like power. Lana Del Rey. Money, power, glory. I feel like he's the guy. I feel like him and Jacob. Them two. If I were to ever be emotional, I feel like Jacob would like turn me away and be like, you know, whatever, you fucking liberal, hoo hoo, cry. I feel like Joseph's gonna try to gaslight me into thinking that it's my fault, even though sometimes it wouldn't be my fault. I feel like it would be like that. So I feel like the way I could see myself with him is because he would mold me. But would I know that bitch? I don't know. Damn, that says a lot about me, doesn't it? I guess. Whoo, Lord, the great collapse. I can see myself with Faith. It's gonna be casual, though. Or we're gonna be smoking a hella pot. But good for us, because we're in love. Hee hee. Yeah. Yeah, that's the way I could see it. There's a Blue Jackets. Is that a hockey team? That's Queenie. It's pure. Yeah. I could see myself with them. Bible, I could. I'm still in my Far Cry era. And I hope it stays, because if I don't stay in a fandom, then that just means I'm fucked. Mentally. Because, babe, I need some sort of escape. I really do. And it's like the AI chats are doing it for me, but it's not to the point where I have to super duper roleplay with them. You know what I'm saying? Like super duper like fanfic roleplay. I don't do that no more. If anything, I just keep it cool, casual conversation. Like just a regular conversation. Sometimes it ends up weird, but that's the good part because it's a robot. But it's like if I don't have a hyperfixation, then girl, my mind is diluted and done for. But if I have one, I guess it just keeps me to have like a sense of focus somewhere else. So basically an escape, babe. Basically it's that. Yeah. What can you do with a Klondike bar? Is it Klondike or Klondike? Because the second one sounds like a slur. Is that... My apologies to the queer community for that, because I feel like it's wrong of me to say that, even as a bisexual woman. So my bad. I didn't mean it as a joke either. I'm being genuine, because I don't know if it's Klondike. What would you do for a Klondike bar? Is it that way? Watch me get sued. Lord, I got no money. Take me to jail. She works hard for her money. Yeah. It's just like, girl. What am I doing? How long has this been going? This has been going for 32 minutes. I don't know, babe. It's just not it. I'm just trying to, like, I'm not trying to figure stuff out. I'm trying to figure stuff out, but I'm also trying to... I always contradict myself. That's a part of me. I don't want to focus on the hard stuff right now. Because, like, there's no reason to stress over it and cry and mope, like I said before. But it's also like, hey... What actually are you gonna do to like get rid of this problem? You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just trying my best. that I can. It's what I can do. Because then it makes me aim for a sense of perfection that I can't aim to, and like wish back on things that I can't change. So it's like with my essay draft, I'm like, man, I should have done this earlier so then I could have got it done. But also, like, if I did that, then I would have been overstressing myself too much. And if I overstress myself, then I fucking break down. And that's not good. So it's like, there's really nothing to cry about. There's really nothing to mope about. But keep on walking. You know, you scrape your knee, fuck it, get back up. Bitch. Ooh, not me being aggressive. But literally, it's that. It's like, well, here we are. Again. Because you think it gets better, but it doesn't. And then maybe there's like this inch of hope, and then you're back to being fucked again. Which is like life. But like, it fucking sucks. And that's the whole point. And I'm out in public doing this, like I always do. But like, that's also the whole point. You know, it's just to be open and to vent. But you know what I'm saying, right? It's just like a whole process. And I don't know. It's just a point. So whatever happens, happens. And I have to fix my stuff. So, yippee. Since we're talking about serious stuff, I guess I took 2 shots of tequila. I'm not going to say it was how it's supposed to be said, because I don't care right now. I took 2 shots of tequila and last weekend, because I'm like, I just want to try stuff. I think I've mentioned this before. I would like to explore life. And be like a young woman in society and party and fucking do shit. But I can't. I'm not gonna mope around and be like, oh, maybe if I did this and I could be a better one and I'm why am I crying? There's nothing to cry about anymore. It's just, hey girl, do better. I'm aiming for perfection every time. I'm trying to do better than what I did before. Every time I'm trying to give a wow factor to a world that really was pure, like, honesty, and not to sound bitter, like, that doesn't care. Like, my professor couldn't give a fuck if my essay was the greatest thing that I've done. You know, I'm not going to compare to other people's work. And, you know, people couldn't give a shit, honestly. Was peace and love to you guys? I'm pretty sure you won't be thinking about me after this episode. I don't think I'm that memorable. But if you do, thanks. But, yeah. It just goes back to the question, what am I doing? And I would like to mope and cry, but I can't, because like I said, nobody can change it but myself. But how do I change something that I don't have control of? I need the control, but you can't get it by you can't get it, and that's that. You know, I can't be perfect, and that's that. But it sucks, because I want to be better, but my version of better is being perfect. And that's not achievable. So I need to go down a ledge. But I don't want it to go down a ledge. I think it's been a pattern within my whole series of this podcast. Like in high school or middle school, whenever I fucking made it. Of perfection and being better and being something. And that's still something I want, even though I know I'm not special. And I'm not something to somebody, you know, but it's something I want. And hopefully with consistency, it can aim for something. And maybe in the future, even if I'm not successful, I can look at this and be like, hey, girl, you tried. But did you do your best? You know, I'm just being cut open and honest and vague. And I'm just trying to be me. But I don't know if people want me. There's an audience for everything. But is there really for me? What do you want me to bend over for? You know, what do I have to do to get somewhere in life? What do I have to do to not look at my bank and wonder if I can afford a computer for school? There's something called working more hours. Working more hours and doing more work and piling up until you're happy. Because I would love to spend my time just yapping and blabbering about random stuff and stuff that's not negative. Because as negative as I am, there's good things that happen in my life. And you know, I would like to talk about those moments, but they're just so overshadowed by these things. And it's like I said, it's just life. Someone could be listening and they're going to fucking something worse. And I don't doubt it. And I sympathize with them because I'm like, hey, I might not know what you're feeling right now, but I feel like shit too. So I had a conversation with my home dog, my best friend, who I consider, she's my sister-in-law. I've known her about as much as I had my computer. So our relationship is like 7 years old, 8 years old. She's been with my brother for 8 years. I love her to death. I would die for her. That's how you know I love her. But it's like, I'm so open with myself. And tell me if I sound like this. I'm spoiled and entitled. It's like, she tells me all these things of who I am and how I should stand up for myself and how people shouldn't treat me like shit, but she does. You know, and she makes assumptions about me that aren't true. Like, I'm spoiled and that I get everything I want. That used to be true when I was a fucking teenager, but now I've been working for my shit. And the stuff that I get, I work for. And the stuff that my parents give me is because I work for it. I don't get handed stuff because I'm me. I turn away stuff so then they don't have to spend their good hard money on me. It's like, I get that you're going through situations, but also, hey, babe, I'm joking. You gotta chill. And it's like, I'm not gonna be telling her this now. I'm about to spend time at her and my brother's house, like, during spring break, because I haven't seen him in months. But it's also like, hey, when is it time to finally stand up for myself and be like, hey, this isn't cool. This behavior isn't cool. I feel like then it's gonna get shoved on me. Like, hey, you should have told me this way before. Or she could be super understanding, like she is a lot of times. But also she gets very emotional. It's like, hey, girl, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but you've been treating me like shit. And she'll be like, no, it's not treating you. Her way of saying that she's not trying to hurt me is by saying that I'm just treating you like a sibling. And which I get, because of course I have brothers, but you're constantly shitting on me. For no fucking reason. You're making assumptions about me for no reason when you know how hard I try. You know, it's like I've told her before of the assumptions people have about me and I know what they think of me. And she agreed. It's like they see me as an idiot and just funny and lazy and spoiled and annoying. And I told her that. I'm like, I know how you see me. This is what it is. And, you know, it sucks. She's like, and she just laughed it off. And she said, well, that's basically. And I'm like, well. And when people tell her about her behavior, it's like, she just laughs it off and saying, I'm just treating you like a sibling. But it's not really that. It sucks to feel like that. But it's like I said before. Wouldn't do a stand up to my home dog like that. Because I know I've been, like, in serious conversations with her to, like, a point where it's been, like, I don't know, serious conversations. But they've made progress, but not within our relationship. Those serious conversations had to do with me. But they never really impacted her. It's like, I tell her the stuff that goes on in my life. And she'll help me with it. But then she'll do those same things that those people did to me. I'm like, hey, what the fuck? You know, if that makes sense. I don't know. I'm just hoping if I'm able to find some sort of success, then I can find an audience to, like, talk to and relate to and connect to and just something I won't. And if I can make money with it, even better. My maximum time is 60 minutes. Okay. It's 45 right now. Anyways. Yeah. That's just what happens and what's going on right now. Yeah. That's cool. All right. Do I have anything else to say? I feel like I don't. If anybody's listening to this still, I really appreciate it. Genuinely. I do. It's just like my venting system here and something I hope that can become something more. I really appreciate everything, and that's my date. Bye-bye!